Lord answered Royce and said, shall he that contends with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproves God, let him answer it. Then Royce answered the Lord and said, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer yea twice, but I will proceed no further. Then answered the Lord unto Royce out of the whirlwind and said, gird up thy loins now like a man. I will demand of you and declare unto me. Will you also disable my judgment? Will you condemn me that you may be righteous? Have you an arm like God, or can you thunder with a voice like him? Deck thyself now with majesty and excellency, and array yourself with glory and beauty. Cast abroad the rage of your wrath, and behold everyone that is proud, and abase him. Look on everyone that is proud, and bring him low, and tread down the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust together, and bind their faces in secret. Then will I also confess unto you that your own right hand can save you. Behold, now behometh, which I made with you. He eats grass as an ox. Oh, now his strength is in his loins, and his force is in the navel of his belly. He moves his tail like a cedar. The sinews of his stones are wrapped together. His bones are as strong as pieces of brass. His bones are like bars of iron. He is the chief ways of God. He that made him can make his sword to approach unto him. Surely the mountains bring him forth food, where all the beasts of the field lay. He lies under the shady trees, in the cover of the reed and fens. The shady tree cover him with their shadow, the willows of the brook compass him about. Behold, he drinks up a river and hastens fears not. He trusts that he can draw up Jordan into his mouth. He takes it with his eyes, his nose pierces through